are looking at Galatians 1 today. It says, Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through men, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. And we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel, for I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age and among my people. So extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born and who called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I'm writing to you before God, I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was still unknown in person to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only were hearing it said, He who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God because of me. Galatians 1. That's what we are looking at today. Approval. I mean, here we're talking about the gospel that was being preached and how it's now being already taught in different ways. You know, we see that today with the different denominations. The different denominations have different dogmas. They have different beliefs. There is a baseline that kind of holds them together. Some have kind of went way off, and that baseline is even sketchy. But many have that baseline, and there's still a commonality. But even then, they are asking who we are wanting to receive approval from. Approval from man or approval from God? And this is something really to be discussed and thought about, both in your belief system and seeking the truth, as well as how we're living our lives every day. I mean, yes, when we go into work and we you know, do things in life, you know, sports or things at home, you know, we want to receive approval. We want to get that validation. We want to get that verification in our lives. You know, we want our parents to be proud of us. We want our managers to be impressed with us. So we are seeking that approval. But many times you have to be careful, because that is a very fine line to walk. Because walking through that line of being approved, you could easily step away from your own beliefs. You know, something that is really means heavy in your heart, because you're seeking approval. You know, again, we even have to seek approval for ourselves. You know, we talk about the three loves. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. See, we got to love ourselves. Many of us, though, are not loving ourselves. And because of that, we're not able to love another. We're not able to love God. You know, as it says in 1 John, he who says he loves God but hates his neighbor is a liar. See, many of us are seeking approval in many different ways because we never receive that validation in our lives. We are always in search of something. I know I am, because I never received that. I was never one to be told how proud anyone was of me. I grew up that way. I mean, I know I've shared this before. I mean, going back to, you know, being a 7-year-old, hanging out with a neighbor in our neighborhood that would take me to Dairy Queen, things like that, kind of like an older brother for me, because my dad was always gone and my mom didn't drive. You know, I was such a depressed child. I mean, how does a kid, probably a little more than, around 7 to 10, we'll put it in that era, how do they know about suicide? I did. Not only did I know about it, I was already thinking about it. Because I did not have a life that was I don't want to say appealing, but it was not a fulfilled life, and I was a child. Not even in junior high yet. And this is what I'm contemplating. I was not getting approval from anyone. I wasn't getting approval from myself. But these are those lines that we have to be careful with. Because at that point, I also am a kid and didn't know of other ways to try and fulfill that need of acceptance. I mean, to even grow up and not even feel that you were wanted or needed in your own family. You know, so are we seeking the approval of man or the approval of God? Are we trying to please man, or are we trying to please God? Again, love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. We're all trying to be better, the best that we can. Do I still fail? Yes. Do I still need validation? Yes. Do I still get it? No. Not the way I need it. But I'm working through it. Am I always dealing with it? No. Doing my best. Doing the best I can. As the song goes, it's one day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Even for us, God is asking one day at a time. Taking that step forward to keep moving forward. It's funny because every time I play golf and you hit the ball and it goes forward, and there's a guy that I'll play with a lot in some of the tournaments that we do, and he's always like, yep, moving forward, that's the goal. As long as the ball keeps moving forward. You know, keep moving forward. You know, again, they're talking about how Christianity was already splitting 2,000 years ago. Christ just died, rose again. Paul was sharing the gospel. And they're already seeing splits. They're already seeing people distorting the message. Sometimes it can be easy to do that because of how you're thinking and what's going through your mind and how you're sharing. Even at work, remember playing telephone and you have this group of people and you start with one statement, you whisper it in someone's ear and they pass it around, and by the time it gets to the end, it's completely different. You know, that's why they create manuals to do jobs. So that way everyone knows this is how you work this piece of machinery to get a job done. Because otherwise, everyone's going to learn something different. And by the time it's in, you might not be using that machine correctly. I mean, we all find out how to use something. We all find different ways to maybe do that. But the bottom line is the theory still needs to be the same. You need to be familiar with the theory, how it works, and how it should be done. You know, even with radio, things can happen in many different ways. The theory is still the same. The theory does not change. The gospel does not change. God does not change. The same today, yesterday, today, and forever. You know, there's a song, Our God is Still the Same. You know, last week, I found the Jesus Music documentary on Hulu, and it was great. And of course, I grew up listening to, in the 80s, I mean, I don't go that far back, but in the 80s, I did listen to that and got into it in junior high, listening to Petra, DeGarmo and Key, Michael W. Smith, Amy Grant, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Brian Duncan. I mean, the list goes on and on. Had lots of cassettes. Yes, cassettes. Most of you be like, what's a cassette? But I was watching that, and towards the end, it was Kirk Franklin, and they're talking about the racial diversity that you even see in the church and how people in the church are not treating other races fairly. You know, there's still like segregation or hate that you can feel. And then it kind of dawned on me for a second, because they're like, this needs to change. And I agree, because we are all God's children. We're to love one another. We're to take care of one another. We're to support. We're to encourage. We're to inspire. We're to uplift. I mean, I just saw it again this week. If someone's down, you don't kick them while they're down. You pick them up. You don't keep beating them while they're down. You pick them up. You encourage them. You help them. What can I do for you? And it doesn't matter if they believe different from you. You need to take care of them. But they were talking about the racial diversity, and then all of a sudden it kind of dawned on me, well, it's not just the racial diversity. We have a church that cannot even get along. We have denominations that fight constantly with one another. Well, if you have a church that is not able to get along, they're not able to find that baseline, that theory that they agree on. You know, Christ died and rose again. We believe that. We can stand on that because that is something we share. And then build on that. No, we keep looking at the differences. And with that, we fight. With that, we argue. Well, if you have a church that cannot even get along, How can you have races get along? I mean, if you have a church that is so broken because people are involved, as they always say, people mess it up. I can't disagree with that. I'm a person. I mess things up all the time. But until we figure out how to get along, spiritually, to understand, to be able to have a conversation from our heart, not an argument. And it comes down to agree to disagree. But you find the pieces that you do share together. Until we can do that, nothing else can be fixed. I don't think so. I could be wrong. I pray that I'm wrong. But the bottom line is we need to learn how to get together, how to get along. And sometimes I think there's people out there that they just do not want to get along. Sometimes I think people are also seeking that approval that are not okay because they think they have to be okay. We are messengers. You know, sometimes it's okay to not be okay. That's something I have to learn. Because through my life, through the torment and the things that were going on in my mind and my life, I could never share that. Though I can be hurt very easily, sometimes you could notice it, but not always. Because I do, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and my heart can be torn so easily. Just ripped apart. But nobody could see that pain. I was not able to share that pain. I wasn't able to just break down and work it through. Galatians 1 is what we're looking at today. We're trying to be better, being better today than we were yesterday, being better tomorrow than today again, always moving forward, that forward progression, being a better person, a better parent, a better sibling, a better family member, a better friend, a better coworker, a better manager, wherever you fall in that line, and really trying to be better both personally and professionally. To really be there to encourage and inspire and uplift one another. Are you doing that? Sometimes I do, sometimes not so much. Read that for yourself. Galatians 1. How does it speak to you? How does it help you grow to be the best that you can be? Are you going to fall? Yeah. But you know what? You get right back up. Sometimes you have to ask for help. You have to reach out. And hopefully you have that support system because that's something that we all need. And you don't always get to have that because people are not always there. They say they will be, but they're not always there. They're not always available because they can be busy. They have families. They have lives. So you might reach out and you might not hear back from them for a while. Again, we are still people. We do need to strive to do the best and be the best that we can. Galatians chapter 1. Read that today. If you enjoyed this, you can share it with others on social media, as well as giving a rating for The Gospel Road on the platform you're listening. Appreciate that very much. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, My Buddy Jimmy, as well as MyBuddyJimmy.com. Thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless. Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at SpinalTuning.com. If you're looking for help with software, app, web development, be sure to check out my friends at IngenuityCompany.com. They believe in their clients. Software development, app development, web development, visioning, design thinking, diagramming, organizational development, strategy, they can help you at the Ingenuity Company. Find out more at IngenuityCompany.com. Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon, catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.